Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. I am so excited to share with you again on this Monday morning. Week 2, please forgive me of my voice. I'm still stuffy. Learned that I have bronchitis, was placed on an antibiotic. I've now taken my last pill from the Z-Pack, and it really isn't working. So I'm not sure what's going on, but I still believe in Jesus who lives, moves, and breathes and reigns in me today. This is our last session on our call to prayer. This transformation has taken place as we are praying. This series has been called Ready to Pray, A Spiritual Journey of Prayer and Worship. And I find it so fitting to end this series the day after Resurrection Sunday. It would have been so easy for me to send out a request and saying that we're canceling because I'm not feeling well. But there was just something about today, knowing that he has risen. He walks with us. He talks with us. He moves with us. He breathes through us. He takes our pulse. He keeps us going, that I had no choice but to share with you on this Monday morning. And it's interesting as well that the last session in this series is called The Urgent Plea for Prayer. It's urgent, ladies and gentlemen. There's an urgent plea for prayer. When we just think and consider what took place in Kenya and the killings of Christian students at a Christian university, when we think of the attacks and the number of people who were attacked and who are hurt, the number of people who were taken as hostages, it makes my heart grieve. I'm talking about this urgent plea for prayer, that people are suffering loss. There's an urgent plea for prayer where people have been disappointed. There's an urgent plea for prayer where marriages are in distress and depression and oppression. There is an urgent plea for prayer where people are losing jobs and children are leaving their homes and turning from a Christian life to a non-Christian lifestyle. There's an urgent plea for prayer where there's lack, where people are ill, where there's just sickness and disease that's consuming the body. There is a need for an urgent plea for prayer where people are crying out to God and they're not getting a reply from him. There is an urgent plea for prayer. So what does this look like? How can we pray? How can there be such an urgency, but the things that we're doing are our day-to-day activities, and we may throw up a prayer, but we're not seeing anything change? Well, it's always amazing to me how God will set something up, and I'll speak personally, how he will set me up. I rose early this morning around 2:30, a quarter to 3, just couldn't sleep with this whatever, this congestion, whatever is going on in my body. And I began to ask God what is really going on. I picked up my cell phone and I was going through some of the emails that I had received over the night, and I came across a devotion, and this devotion title was Jesus is at the door. He's knocking at the door. And I thought, okay, let me read this devotion. Maybe I'm up to read this devotion and to give me some sort of peace to get back to sleep and to keep pushing forward, although I'm not feeling very well. And as I read the devotion, I must be honest with you, the listeners, this morning, I became so angry. And I became angry because it gave us the scripture that to knock and the door will be open, and to seek and you shall find, and God will answer. Y'all know that. Y'all know that scripture. And I became so upset because I'm thinking, God, I'm asking. I'm asking to be made well. I'm asking to be healed. And it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. That's in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 and 10. And I go on and I read this, and I want to read this to you real quick. It's very short. It says, if you sincerely want something from him, ask. If you are earnestly seeking an answer, you will find it. If you knock on Christ's door and beg his forgiveness, he will open the door for you. In case his followers still didn't get it, Jesus taught a parable that resonates with our modern lives. Jesus, do you love your kids? His followers, of course. Lord Jesus, if they ask for pizza, would you give them castor oil? If they ask to be, if they ask to be on the ball team, would you refuse? His followers, of course not, Lord. If it's in our ability to give, and if it will benefit the kids, we'll do anything, go anywhere, or make any sacrifice on their behalf. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I read this and I thought, all right, I'm going to just sit here and ask for my healing. My neck is stiff. My back is killing me. Been to the urgent care. They're saying it's bronchitis. I've gone through whatever it needs to do. I'm asking for healing, but it's not coming. I even pulled myself together yesterday to go to church just to be in the presence of other believers, praising and worshiping God. The message was on point. It was a message of hope. And I thought, I got to feel better. There has to be healing in his wings. Just being in the aggregation of people, there's something powerful that's going to come, and I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be delivered. It didn't happen. Well, I'm going to continue the rest of this devotion that I read. And this is from Prime Time with God. And it said, Jesus calls us his children. He wants to enter our lives and love us, provide for us. We love our kids. We love our children. And our Heavenly Father loves his children. Do you want God to bless you? So, of course, by now, ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting up in my bed saying, yes, 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 bless me, heal me, help me, get me from this. This is driving me crazy. And it says to ask him. Okay, so I did. And it goes on in this devotion, says he wants to bless you. But this is where I was ready to throw my cell phone across the room. There was a comma after he wants to bless you, comma. But he needs to know that you really want him. As you seek and knock, he is right there ready to open the door and will help you find whatever it is that you are searching. He loves you, and he wants the best for you. Let me go back to that line where it says, ask him, period. He wants to bless you, comma, but he needs to know that you really want him. Now, why my anger? Why did I just want to throw the cell phone across the room reading that? Because when I read this, I'm thinking, are you kidding me? And I'll be honest with y'all, I had another word in there, but there's a broadcast, so I'm not going to say the word. But I was like, are you kidding me? Do I really want him? Yes, I live for him. I serve him. I'm a witness for him. What kind of question is that? Do I really want him? Does he know that I will serve him? Are you kidding me? That's the anger that I had. And at that point, ladies and gentlemen, I was in my room bawling, screaming, lamenting, crying out, what have I done to be ill? What have I done to be sick? Okay, I get it. Everyone has to go through whatever it is we need to go through. But come on, Jesus, exactly what have I done that I cannot shake whatever this is going on? Every time I see a glimpse of a breakthrough, something else happens. And I'm not just talking about sickness anymore. I'm hopefully speaking to all of you who are on this call today, and I see that the calls are just filled this morning. So this may be a message for you. We've been there. We've read this scripture. We're asking. We're seeking. We're knocking. I am now convinced that God is bringing us to a place of crying out for him like never before. There is an urgent plea of prayer that must go forth. I don't know what that looks like for you, but I'm going to stay on my face. I'm going to stay before the Lord because it is easy to throw in the towel. It is easy to say you quit. It is easy. I've been there. I was there last night. It's like, God, are you kidding me? What else do I need to do? Do I need to go run around my house 7 times? What does that look like? Do I need to only say Jesus all day? Is that what you want from me? What is it that you want? And this is where I'm going with this today, is that it's time for us to stop talking about interceding for each other and actually begin interceding for each other. It's time out for just talking about Kenya and truly gathering in prayer. Even if we are sleepy, keep praying, keep pressing through. Let us bombard heaven with a cry out. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal the land. It's only until then. Authenticity is key. That has to be about this urgent plea of prayer. We need to be authentic. It just can't be a passerby prayer, although we can all pray like that. But I'm talking about when it's time that we're in a place of needing God to move, we need to truly pray. The other thing that God showed me was that even on today, even sharing with you what I shared with you, my authenticity, my transparency, is to say, I don't have it all together. I may be on this broadcast, I may write books, I may stand and speak for God, but I don't have it all together. And I think sometimes we skip over people who are using the platform because God's called them to speak the gospel. We look at them and say, oh, they don't need anything. I'm saying to you this morning, I need you praying for me. I need you praying for my household, for both myself and my husband to be sick, and we are proclaimers of the gospel, and we are speaking truth that is setting the captives free, that people's bondages are falling off, that prayers are being answered. Yes, pray for us. While in South Carolina a few weeks ago, they did this thing. I loved it. They had what is called You Have Mail. And because I was one of the speakers, I kept getting all this mail. Well, I didn't know how much mail I had because people were just putting it in my computer bag. Well, when I got home, I opened it up, and I had over 100 envelopes. And I decided to take one and read them each day over the next 100 days. Well, I read one last night, and it hit me. This is why I'm under attack. People were saying how they were getting ready to walk out on their marriages, and their marriages were healed. People were saying they were getting ready to leave their children, and they decided to stay because of the words that I spoke to them. Just the list went on and on and on and on. Now the enemy's trying to attack me because I have to speak on Saturday someplace else. I need y'all praying, but I want you to also know that I'm praying for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an urgent plea for prayer. Let's take up our cross, follow Jesus, and pray without ceasing.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED at mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.
Make it easy.